I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's our buddy Jeff Shudell, who covers the Browns for the News Herald. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Well, we appreciate it, Jeff. You feel the same way we do, we think, about the linebacker situation. And it's not that it's awful. It's just so young that, man, I don't know if you have any confidence in this crew at all. It's such an unknown at this point, Jeff.
Well, yeah, I mean, I heard you breaking down the inexperience, and I wrote about that a couple of times, and it seems like linebacker is a neglected position, not just with the Browns, but across the league. And, of course, it is a copycat league, so maybe that's not a surprise.
Is linebacker becoming to the defense what running back did become to the offense, even though it seems like, you know, running backs are starting to become back in vogue again? Some, a lot of guys taken in the first couple of rounds this year, and guys are getting paid a little bit. But are linebackers maybe being underappreciated in today's NFL, Jeff?
Well, it sure seems that way. But why not be the first team to say, hey, you know what? The Browns gave up 5 yards a carry last year on the average. And you know what? Maybe this should say, hey, you know what? Maybe we should get a middle linebacker who could actually make tackles by the near the line of scrimmage, and maybe we could be the team that changes that trend.
I mean, just even looking at the whole linebacker situation, Jeff, do you think they made a mistake in not keeping Kirksey or Schobert? I don't feel either way. Like, I don't know that they would have been significantly better with either one of those two guys.
No, I don't think so, Andy. And I think, you know, Joe Schobert put up a lot of stats, and he was good in coverage. He made, I mean, he had 4 interceptions last year. But I don't think he was a great run stopper. I mean, you can lead a team in tackles, but it doesn't really help if you're making them 5 yards downfield all the time, or 7 yards, whatever. So I don't think that was a huge loss. But when you were reading out the experience that the linebackers the Browns have, I mean, that's scary to me. And when you were mentioning the 49ers, yeah, well, they have a great defensive line. They lived up to their expectations last year. And the Browns' defensive line did not. And even when you take into account the games when Vernon and Myles Garrett were all there, it still was not that that line that was supposed to strike fear in everybody's heart. That never happened.
Jeff Shudell is joining us. Jeff, there are some free agents out there, and before we get your thoughts on the young guys that the Browns do have at linebacker, because I think that's critical. That's what they're going to build around moving forward, it looks like. Would you take a flyer on any of these guys? And a lot of free agent linebackers have signed. They're already off the board. But some of these guys are left, or all these guys are left. Marcus Golden and Alec Ogletree, who were let go by the Giants. Ogletree, I think, is kind of interesting. Mark Barron, who is with the Steelers, but was a defensive back with Tampa, and they moved him, and he seems to be at the end of the line. Anthony Ciccolo from the Steelers. And we keep going back to Clay Matthews, who went to 6 Pro Bowls with Green Bay, had 8 sacks last year for the Rams. And at 34 or 33, might not be the player he was. Man, I would still think he'd be a nice addition to this team.
Yeah, you know what? I would say, yeah, why not take a you're not giving him a guaranteed, $12 million a year contract. Why not sign him and see what he can do for you? And if you determine, if there is a training camp, if you determine that he doesn't have it anymore, okay, well then, you took a look under the hood and found out he can't do it. So, I mean, I think the Browns should do something like that. The inexperience that this group has is scary. And, Taki, what do we really know about him? Not very much. And I read reports that Mac Wilson really, he had a lot, 81 tackles. But was he really the linebacker you want to build your future on? I'm not sure there either.
When we talk about the Browns, we get so excited. I mean, are we being blinded again by the offense like we were last year? That you better be ready. And obviously they spent a lot of money on that defensive front. And Myles Garrett needs to be the guy that steps up. In fact, we talked about, what was the dollar figure that we heard for him? $25 million a year? Yesterday, is that what we're talking about? I mean, that's just like, does he have to go out and prove that next year? And there's going to be question marks about the defense.
Well, there are. And I think that Joe Woods running the show is going to help. And I think it'll help that the cornerbacks are a year older. So Greedy Williams, I think, has to do more. Greedy Williams, he broke up two passes all last year, two passes in 12 games, didn't make an interception. So he has to become more active, and I think he will in his second season. But it hurts these guys, of course, that there is no off-season program other than what they're doing in virtual teaching. And that, of course, that's across the league. But so there are a lot of questions, especially on defense.
Jeff Shadell is joining us, covers the Browns for the News Herald. Jeff, we saw a story today from Mike Florio, and we kind of chuckled about it, but also thought, about Aaron Rodgers looking for a team in 2021, perhaps. And Mike Florio, who wrote the story, the Browns on the list as a team that could be looking for a quarterback if Baker Mayfield doesn't look more like he did in 2018 than he did last year. And I hate to agree with that, but with the patience or lack thereof of NFL teams with their franchise quarterbacks, and I say look at Jameis Winston, he had 5 years. Look at Mitch Trubisky, his option, fifth-year option, not picked up. Doesn't mean he can't be in Chicago a long time. But Andy and I both kind of thought, Baker better step it up this year, or maybe the Browns will feel they need to look at other possibilities at quarterback. Do you think that's a realistic situation, or is Baker on a long leash here?
Well, that's really a good topic for a long conversation. I don't think he is necessarily on a long leash, though, Jeff, because obviously Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are not the ones that brought him into Cleveland. If he plays like he did last year, there's no reason to think that in 2021, all of a sudden he's going to be like he was as a rookie. Yes, if he has another bad year, the Browns could really be in a pickle. So, Aaron Rodgers, what a story that would be.
Wouldn't that be nuts?
Jeff.
If he plays poorly again, they'll have a high pick, and they'll be looking at a quarterback in the draft, obviously.
Oh, boy.
What if he plays mediocre, though?
That's the question. It doesn't necessarily have to be all good or all bad, right? If he's a mediocre quarterback, like Ryan Tannehill was until last year, when you get those guys, or even like Andy Dalton, when you get those guys who are okay, they're not bad enough to get rid of, but they're not winning big games for you, then you're really stuck. When you're treading water all the time, then at quarterback or in football, when you're quarterback, you're treading water, then you're you're just in big trouble.
Well, Jeff, let me throw this one at you real quick when it comes to Baker Mayfield. When you think about Baker Mayfield last season, do you think that part of his problems, or I don't know how to put this, how much regression did Baker Mayfield have because of inconsistency with the coaching staff and maybe perhaps game planning?
I think that
how much does that help?
I think that had to be huge. And you can just tell when I got to be on with you guys last year, we talked about it. I just think there was no connection between Baker Mayfield, Ryan Lindley, Todd Monken, and Freddie Kitchens. And when you've got your quarterback, coach, offensive coordinator, everybody not working together, it just got to be the mess it was last year. And I think that the most important – I think Alex Van Pelt is really going to help Baker Mayfield. He's the offensive coordinator, and they don't have anybody with a title quarterback coach. But I really like the idea that Alex Van Pelt, the first thing he said, he's going to change Baker Mayfield, the way he stands in the shotgun with one foot forward instead of the other. And, you know, whether that in itself makes any difference, I'm surely not smart enough to know that. But the fact that he comes right out and says he's going to change this about Baker Mayfield says to me, he's going to be his coach and not his buddy.
Kind of what we're looking for on that. I don't think there's any question there, Jeff. One more quarterback thought. You know, you mentioned Ryan Tannehill. Well, he was a bum in Miami, right? Ask the people in Miami. He was a bum. He was no good. He had to go sign somewhere as a backup, and then look what happens to him, and he cashes in. He kicks Marcus Mariota out of a job. All right, well, he goes and signs a nice backup deal with the Raiders, and there's thought that he could beat out Derek Carr and become the guy out there. And then Jameis Winston, who still has some ability. You know, who knows about the eyesight, getting LASIK surgery. If Jameis has some ability, he's gone to graduate school, as they've said, in New Orleans with Drew Brees. It's weird to me that quarterbacks are getting these second chances and seem to be thriving in them. And I don't know how that plays into our situation here or not, but it's just such a strange position in all of sports. And I think teams sometimes err on making a decision too soon on that position based on the fact that they feel they have to win now. And that's why I think the Browns could be in a tough spot either way they decide on Baker Mayfield. If they decide he's the guy and then he turns out not to be and you passed up things, well, that's not good. And then if you decide he's not, well, he already showed you he can play. He showed you that during his rookie year. Let's get him back to that. It's a weird position.
It really is. I mean, now the Browns go and get Case Keenum, a proven. He had really one good year, and that was with Stefanski in Minnesota. I mean, you could put Nick Foles on that list too of guys who found a home, and although it didn't work out very well for him in Jacksonville last year. So it is a strange position, and when coaches get fired as quickly as they do when they don't succeed, well, just look at here, they're not going to be patient with a quarterback who fails. So it's a tricky position, most difficult position to play in sports, and probably the most difficult position to gauge how he's going to play unless you have somebody like Tom Brady. And even Carson Wentz, who we talk about all the time, there were times when he didn't look great and he can't stay healthy. So it is a position that unless you really get the right guy, you don't know what you're going to get.
Jeff, let me throw question at you, and this is for Phelps. DeShone Kizer was released by the Raiders.
My poor
right?
guy, Jeff.
Did Hugh Jackson ruin his career?
Well, I'm going to say no to that one because he didn't start a game in Green Bay. He rarely played, and he didn't do anything in Oakland. If John Gruden thought he could play, they would have kept him. I just think that, I don't think Hugh Jackson did him any favors for sure, putting him in that starting position like that. And you talk about a mess. But he made so many bad, stupid decisions when he was playing, Andy, that I don't think Hugh Jackson might have had a hand in it, but I think Deshaun Kaiser's fingerprints are on his own failure.
Oh, Phelps,
I still
okay?
like you, Jeff. He didn't. He obviously didn't play very well, and that I'm hoping, Jeff, that he becomes a guy who can go somewhere, figure it out a little bit, and maybe become like maybe Rich Gannon was, who a couple of years into his career finally got a chance and did well. I'm pulling for New England. That'd be fun. Hey, Jeff, thank you for being with us, buddy.
All right. Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Thank
Jeff
you.
Shudell from the News Herald joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.